Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and I know it's going to be a lovely day when I start my work week out with my friends at NAS Whiting Field. Jamie Coffey is here. She is the public affairs officer with Christine Mason, also public affairs, as well as Ashton Johnson, who is with the NAS librarian. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Thanks again for having us.
Of course, on this Monday.
We were all jamming out to Lovely Day. Sometimes music just speaks to you.
I love that song. Oh, it's a great Monday morning song. You know, we had a little rain yesterday, and now the sun is shining. I like the coolness this morning.
Yes.
There's no humidity.
I know. It is like the perfect, with a slight breeze.
Yes, it's
perfect. With a slight breeze.
Perfect.
So if anybody's inside, make an excuse to go outside and even just 30-second stroll, a 60-second stroll.
Yes.
You got to take that walk in the sunshine. It matters.
It'll be worth it today, I'll tell you what. And just wear a little light sweater.
Yes. Yeah, because just that breeze.
Yep, it's perfect.
Brings a little of the chill.
So it's great to have y'all here. I always love it when NAS Whiting Field folks are here because y'all are constantly busy, always doing things.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about who you are and where you are, because someone might be listening. Maybe they're in from out of town.
Sure.
And they don't even know what NAS Whiting Field is all about.
Sure.
And Naval Air Station. We were laughing about acronyms this morning.
We were.
NAS. Naval Air Station.
And NAS Pensacola, obviously Naval Air Station Pensacola, and we are NAS Whiting Field, which is Naval Air Station Whiting Field, and we're located in Milton, Florida, in Santa Rosa County. So a little geography there. So obviously Pensacola is in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
So Escambia County, and then NAS Whiting Field, named after Kenneth Whiting, which actually we're going to get into today because I have the librarian here. She's like so exciting. She's full of energy and we absolutely love Ashton. So we're going to get into that a little bit. But before I do, I just want to kind of give everybody a little base update. We had a very busy week last week, and we had the honor of hosting two distinguished visitors last week. The first one, we had Admiral Gray. So Admiral Gray, he's the Commander Naval Installations Command, which again, another acronym, CNIC for short. So CNIC, so he's the admiral that runs all the installations here for the Navy. So Admiral Gray was here and he brought the force. We call him the force, which I think is funny that we call the force Master Chief, the force for short. And he is a very tall gentleman. Like you have to look up. It's
really?
Just wild. So the command, the force Master Chief is very tall. And also hosted the public affairs officer for CNIC. So I want to say that Admiral Gray brought the whole crew. He brought the whole crew. And one of the reasons for his stop at Whiting Field was to congratulate us and present us with our pennant to fly for our base of excellence and our Battle E Award. So that was a real honor to have him kind of hand this pennant off to Captain Elkins, who's the commanding officer of the base right now, and had the command out on near the flagpole right out in front of the headquarters building. So it was really great to have him. And then we hosted the very next day, I won't say we. It was actually Training Air Wing 5, hosted the Commandant of the Marine Corps.
Get out.
Yeah, so wow. He came to Whiting Field. Super exciting to have two very special visitors at Whiting Field. Because that's not normal for us to host like that back to back. And at that level, it was just really, really amazing. Although Admiral Gray, this was his second visit to NAS Whiting Field, so it was really great. So we hosted the Commandant. Again, another acronym. They called him the CMC. On the Marines, call him CMC, Commandant of the Marine Corps. Well, on the Navy side, CMC is Command Master Chief.
Oh.
So completely different acronyms for completely different meanings.
Very different, actually.
Separate branches have different. So that was kind of wild. But CMC Smith is his last name. And then his spouse came, the Marine Corps, the Commandant's spouse came, Miss Trish Smith as the spouse.
Gotcha.
Ooh, all those S's.
So Monday, a little more coffee.
She was so nice and just absolutely, it was just really an honor to host her. And we talked about all things Whiting Field. And Ashton was a part of that as well. We kind of gave her a quality of life tour so she could see a little bit of everything that the spouses kind of have at their fingertips for resources. So it was really nice. And then the very next day, this another fun one, because this one was really fun. We hosted the Santa Rosa Leadership for Military Day.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
Yeah. So it was really, really glad
I
to have them
years
out.
Years ago. Yeah. It was a great tour.
Yeah. They got to do a couple of firsts on their tour. One of the tours or one of the things that they did on their tour was they were able to tour the brand new Northfield Tower that just opened up last week for us on Northfield on the T6 side.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to tour that tower and see that. We actually got to drive near the active runway, and they were able to get into simulators and operate the T6 sims and the new TH-73 sims.
Ooh.
So it was like kind of nice that they got a lot of opportunities there. It was kind of an exciting day, and we just had so much fun. They're all professionals and in their own right and leaders in Santa Rosa County, and it's always just really nice to have them. So we had a busy week.
It sounds like I'm exhausted already.
By Saturday morning, I was like, okay, I'm staying home and not talking.
But wait.
Had a little break.
There's more.
There's more.
There's a reason you're here today.
That's right. That's
what's coming up?
So for all the listeners out there, we are all dressed in purple today.
I see.
We're purple.
I noticed.
Yes, absolutely purple up. We did actually did a parade that we'll kind of get into for the kids also. So purple, so month of the military child for April. I do want to mention the other observances because we do have several observances in April. So sometimes we wear blue, and blue is for Child Abuse Awareness Month. And then we have teal, which we wear, and a lot of our observances and events for SAPR are at the beginning of the month for Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. And we wear the color teal for that.
Mm-hmm.
We even have ribbons with different colors on them because sometimes we just want to, you know, kind of honor them all because they're all in the same month. So, but now that we move kind of into the month of April, we're kind of doing all things purple, and I think Ashton, you're like the perfect candidate to talk about month of the military child because you do all these wonderful things to support support our military kids. But before we get into month of the military child, can you give us a little background on you? Yeah, so sorry, you'll have to speak into the mic a little bit.
Okay, well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear all about the month of the military child wearing purple today. If you haven't gotten dressed yet, put your purple on. We'll be back with Pep Talk, and of course, if you have a question, you can always text it in at 850-436. What's the number?
Google News Radio, Pensacola, 92.3.
Thank you. There you go. We'll be back. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Guess what? I remembered our phone number, 850-437-1620. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Woo, it's Monday morning. I'm thrilled to have very understanding friends in the studio from NAS Whiting Field. We have Jamie Coffey here, Ashton Johnson, and Christine Mason. We're going to go right to you, Ashton, to talk about, you're the librarian there. This is the month of the military child. She's got a big smile on her face, so tell us all about it.
So April is like really near and dear to my heart. Like, I'm a military kid.
Yeah.
My dad was a Navy submarine sailor. So I, when people ask, like, all right, where are you from? It's, I'm from America. Because I don't have like
every base.
Like every base, every sub base on out there.
Wow. So it's, and you are also a military spouse now, too, right?
Yes, I didn't learn. So I am married.
It's a lifestyle. I mean, you know.
My dad was a Navy submarine sailor, and then my husband was in the Air Force. So he was ammo in the Air Force. So kind of like the hooligans of it, I can say that, because I was an ammo mom.
Yeah.
But it's... It was really unique, and like my kids growing up within the military lifestyle, one of the things for them that they used to say was always weird is that we didn't move because we were at Hurlburt for like 16 years, which is unheard
of. That's unusual.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, but with me being a Navy brat, as soon as somebody knew me at Walmart, I was like, we're breaking the lease. Like, we got to go and move somewhere because it's, you can't know people. Like, then you're getting settled.
You're laying roots. Wait a minute.
Like,
what?
Wait, you can't do this. But we did. We moved to Cannon, New Mexico. And then we were there for a year and a half. And then we moved back to Hurlburt. Mm-hmm. So they did get that move. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing because they get those experiences. They're loved by people, like, all the way in England and, like, Japan. So we have friends all over the world, and it's just really fantastic.
Connections. Yeah, that's very cool. Okay, so how long have you been at Whiting with us?
3 years now.
Okay, 3 years.
Yep.
I feel like it's been longer. You have locked into the library system, and can you give us kind of like the rundown of the library? Because you guys do amazing work over there.
We do a lot. So what's really interesting with the Navy is that there's only 31 Navy libraries in Navy worldwide.
Really?
Like, yeah, only 31.
Gosh, I think there'd be more than that.
I know. Yeah. So, and then Whiting has one, and we're like a small base, but we have like a really amazing library program. Because we're so small, we're also linked with NAS Station Library. So we're kind of spoiled in this area with all the libraries because my childhood libraries are gone. The Bangor Library is gone. The Kings Bay Library is gone. Like, I grew up in libraries. Like, this is when you're like looking for those resources as like a kid, you go to the library because that's like where all of the fun and imagination is.
Yeah. And we're going to give them a website. So, Ashton, you gave me a website a couple nights ago. So this is the DODMWRlibraries.org?
Yes.
Okay. So real quick, I'm going to say it again. DODMWRlibraries.org. Now, what is that resource all about?
Everything.
Okay.
So as long as you are in Deers, as long as you're enrolled somewhere in Deers, you have access to this website. Okay. One of my favorite conversations with my husband is that we have consumer reports for free. And he's like, we do not have consumer. I was like, every time we have this conversation, I haven't had my coffee yet. And I was like, yes, we do. Yeah. So you have Libby for free. You have Ancestry.com for free.
You have
Scholastic Teachables, Tutor.com. Consumer reports. There is college prep, test prep, clepping classes on in there with EBSCO Learning Center. There's just an abundance of resources. National Geographic, all of these things, just Mango Language. Like, Mango Language is $80 a year. You have that for free. And it will list, you can actually download the app with it and you have it all free. And it will listen to you. So for me, being a Navy brat, my accents like to fight over each other. So I do not pronounce words correctly all the time. And this app will listen to you and help you pronounce the words correctly.
Interesting.
Okay, so it's really
what's the name of that one?
It's Mango Language.
Huh. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, so can we get into a little bit of the color purple and why we wear purple? Can you kind of explain that to folks?
Purple is the color of all of the branches when they combine. So every color from that, they make purple.
Yep.
So we wear purple as the color for our military kiddos. And April 15th is normally like our purple up day. So our facilities are purpled up. The staff is purpled up. The team is purpled up. Purple is just the color of April for us. If you walk into the library, I've got purple everywhere.
Right.
The CYP has purple everywhere.
Yep.
And dandelions, you also see a lot of that too, dandelions are the flower of the military child.
Yep.
And that right there is to express their resiliency and their ability to bloom wherever they go.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I do. I absolutely love that. So, okay, let's talk books for a second.
Okay.
And we might get interrupted, but we'll come back to it for sure. There's a few special books. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the books that are connected to specifically our library and our folks?
So there is the Kenneth Whiting book.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. By Felix Haynes. Mm-hmm. And it goes into kind of like the namesake of our base, which when I redid the study room on in there, I really put like little Easter eggs on into it.
Yeah.
Because he was the last aviator to train with Orvin Wright. So that's why we have the first airplane on it there.
Oh, that's so cool.
And the father of the aircraft carrier. So, like, really? We have the aircraft carrier pictures on in there.
I didn't know this. This is fascinating.
When we have more time, we're going to jump into Kenneth Whiting on
radio shows.
We
need to come back, Jamie, and do that.
It's incredible. The book by Felix Haynes is called Kenneth Whiting, Remembering a Forgotten Hero of Naval Aviation and Submarines. So that's just, if you want to Google it. But when we come back, we'll talk about even more books that are connected to Whiting.
Fantastic. We're here with our friends at NAS Whiting Field. This is Pep Talk, and you can call in with a question at 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our friends from NAS Whiting Field are here telling us all about why we're dressed in purple, because this is the month of the military child. And Ashley is here telling us a lot about the library.
Yes. So one, we were just talking
Ashton,
about...
Ashton, I'm sorry, Ashton.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's Monday.
Obviously.
Like I said, I was going to forget my name. So it's like, yeah, we're good. Okay. We were just talking about books before we went to commercial, and it was the Kenneth Whiting book.
Yeah.
But I've also got another really great book in the collection, and it's by a military spouse called Valerie McNutley. I think I'm saying that correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's Never Goodbye, Always See You Later. Oh. And so it's a really great book to help when it comes to deployments and all of that. Because, I mean, in our family, we never said goodbye. It was like, all right, I'll see you later. And then we would see you later whenever we knew when we were going to see you. Oh, and then we never called them, you know, daddy's going to work. It was always, oh, daddy's on a mission or daddy's on a deployment. So we gave it a name different than work.
Yes.
Because I didn't want, like, my two-year-old to be like, all right, daddy's back. He's going to work. Oh, he's going to be gone for 4 months. And it was like, just gave that difference.
That's a really great idea. Mm-hmm. That's a really great idea.
There's so many books to help with military life. It's not even funny. So, like, Elephant and Piggy is one of my favorites because there's waiting. And waiting goes into, like, that you're waiting for something fantastic to happen, but you can twist it in with the military lifestyle. Because in the middle of the book, there's a groan and you're waiting on all this stuff.
Yes.
Mm. God, if you've been through a deployment, like that halfway mark, you're like, is it over yet?
Yeah.
Like, I am so done.
Yeah. These are great. If you are a military member, if you are a family member, you have got to come check out the library. You've got to come out. We have so many resources. Okay, one more book. Can we talk about Hammer really quick? Hammer the Horse, who actually visited NAS Whiting Field on a program.
No kidding.
Yes. And everybody got a chance to meet Hammer, and now there's a book about him.
Hammer?
A children's book.
Hammer goes to flight school. So he's dressed up in a little flight suit thing. And I giggled at the instructor because he's a grizzly bear. So
that's so great.
It was so cute. And then there's pictures of Whiting in the book too. Like he's with the Blue Angel. He's with one of the helicopter on out there as well.
One of our aircraft. Yep.
All of those things too.
Yep. So that's kind of neat.
I have a question that just came in. Are veterans able to access the libraries?
So if they can come onto base, they can come into my library.
Excellent. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Good really question.
Great.
Good answer.
You have so many great things to talk about. It's so hard to like pick just a few.
Well, Saturday is going to be a big day too.
Yeah. Tell us about what's coming
up. So Saturday is going to be our month of the military child carnival.
Yes.
Oh, so we're going to have rides and carnival games, and it's Candyland themes. So we're going to have a Candyland walk through it, and it's all in celebration of our military kiddos. So we will be in purple, and it's the library is going to be there promoting summer reading. There's going to be just so many great things. Like we're going to have carnival games. We're going to have, like I said, rides, swings.
What's the time on that?
1 to 4.
1 to 4 Saturday.
Yep, April 25th.
Okay. Yeah, so much fun.
Yes, thank you so much. Jamie Coffey's here with her public affairs office, as well as Christy Mason and Ashton Johnson, the NAS Whiting Field librarian. Thanks for coming in on this Monday morning.